Strawberry season is here. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Yeah, we've got plenty of strawberries. They just now begin to come in.
I'd like for everybody to come pick them wearing a mask if they would.
No doubt we're in different times, but the calendar says Tennessee strawberries are ready, and hopefully folks will venture out to those farms where you can pick your own, or in many cases this year, they'll be picked for you to just simply drive through and pick them up. Mitchell Hyde of Hyde Farms in Greenback, Tennessee.
Crop is looking good. It probably looks the best we've had in a few years. Last year was terrible, but this year is really looking good. We should have a heavy crop.
Mitchell Hyde says they've worked like everyone else to prepare their on-farm experience with the required guidelines of social distancing.
We're in open fields. We're away from each other, big open area. We have different fields that we're actually allotting for each day so that we rotate the fields. So we should have good picking and plenty of room to do it away from everybody else.
Hyde says they are hopeful strawberries will be available until the 1st of June. The same in Portland at Bottom View Farm, where owner Ralph Cook says the hard freeze in the middle of April got as much as 50% of his crop. But since, he feels the plants have responded well and is hopeful for customers to come and see and taste for themselves.
We're waiting on them. We're going to be doing that and disinfecting every time somebody leaves the best we can. It's a tough situation. Strawberries won't keep, so we've got to try to do something with them.
Ralph Cook says they will provide pre-picked or pick-your-own strawberries, and while he was more optimistic just a couple of months ago, he's still trying to stay positive, given the fact that everything has changed on the farm since the pandemic and the late freeze.
I think most people realize you got to stay 6 foot apart and try to do our best to stay healthy, and we'll work through it the best way we can.
And you can find a strawberry patch near you at picktnproducts.org. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.